My guest at this time is Virginia Republican Congressman Frank Wolf. He represents the Old Dominion's 10th Congressional District and is well regarded as one of the leading human rights activists up on Capitol Hill. One of the issues that, of course, has his attention right now is the religious persecution as well as the humanitarian disaster taking place in parts of Iraq as a result of the ongoing advance of ISIS, the radical Islamic militants that are considered to be an offshoot of al-Qaeda. And Congressman, thanks so much for being with us.
Sure. Thank you.
We've seen reports just in the last 24 hours of hundreds, if not more than 1,000 people killed. We've obviously heard about the Yazidis being forced to starve, possibly getting some help from Kurdish elements in Iraq. What's your sense of just how dire this situation is?
It's very dire. And the administration has known this, and they've done nothing. In fact, the president put together a genocide prevention board back in April of 2012. Well, genocide is taking place. This meets the test of genocide against an ethnic group. The ethnic group are the Christians. The ethnic group are the Yazidis. And it also is a crime against humanity, which meets the whole UN test. And yet the administration has watched this and done fundamentally nothing. More biblical activity took place in Iraq than any other country in the world other than Israel. Abraham is from Iraq, father of the three great faiths. Esther, for such a time like this, Nineveh, they blew up to Jonah's tomb a week and a half ago over in Mosul. Daniel, great man of the Bible, is buried in Iraq, and yet no one is saying anything, and so we're hopeful. We put out another letter today to the administration quoting the president back when he said, never again, there should never be genocide, and he said, I'm putting together this genocide prevention board. We're saying, do something. Act. People are without water. They're without food. They're without lodging. They're without medicine. And so there are a number of things the UN, the U.S. could do. One, thank the Kurds for defending the Christians and the Yazidis. Urge them to continue to do it. Two, help with some of the foreign aid. Reprogram money. Give some into Catholic Relief and World Vision, save the children to bring the basic necessities there. Three, allow the Kurds to sell their oil. This administration has a ship in the Galveston Harbor that won't let them to unload because they say the oil belongs to the Maliki government in Baghdad. And so if the Kurds can't sell the oil, they can't have any supplies, they can't defend anybody, and the last couple of days, the Kurdish military have been withdrawing, and as a result of that, that's what you're seeing taking place yesterday and again this morning today.
Why do you think we're seeing so little action from this administration and such cautious language even up at the UN from this administration?
Well, the administration says they're going to lead from behind, which means you're going to follow. I mean, I don't know that I can tell you why they're not acting. I think if we had somebody like President Reagan or President Truman, so it's a bipartisan, they would act, they would do something. We're not talking about military activity. There's a lot of things that can be done with regard to that, but the Christian community is waiting for someone to help them. And people say, never again genocide. We see genocide taking place. And if they won't allow the Kurds to defend themselves, they therefore won't be able to defend the Christians, to defend the Yazidis. And the end result comes the continuation of the atrocities, the genocide. And there's some very graphic pictures of beheadings. And I mean, it gets very. This is a group that's very dangerous. The ISIS is a very dangerous group, and now they control areas from Aleppo all the way into close into they just took over apparently the dam there, which furnishes the water to the river. So, and they have very sophisticated weapons because they have weapons they took from the Iraqi military when the Iraqis left. They have Humvees, they have automatic weapons. I heard they even had Black Hawk helicopters. I'm not so sure they know how to fly them, but it is basically a nation state now that you're faced with, and they have a lot of money.
Two quick questions, because I know you've got to run, Congressman. First of all, if ISIS is not checked, how far do you think they can go?
All the way.
Two?
And some of them are going to come to the United States, perhaps. There are over 115 Americans with American passports that are fighting with ISIS. Americans. Who could fly back into the United States, there'll be nothing where they were. We won't say they've been. They fly to Turkey. From Turkey, they go south, and they join ISIS. you have almost 2,000 to 3,000 Western Europeans with British passports, French passports. They can fly here to the United States.
And finally, Congressman, there may be some saying, well, we obviously just spent a lot of time in Iraq. What about other nations? Why can't other nations provide either humanitarian assistance or even some...
I think they should. I think they should. And the French have just offered sanctuary, have just offered the Christian community to come to France. Yeah, I think there's a lot. The West and NATO ought to be involved.
But you believe we need to take the lead?
Yeah, I think the president has to speak out. You remember, I think it was Martin Luther King said, you understand the silence of your enemies, but you don't understand the silence of your friends. I think the president has to speak out, has to provide some leadership, yeah.
Congressman, we know you've got to run. Thank you very much for your time
sure.
today and the work you're doing.
Okay, thank you so much.
You
Bye.
Bet. Virginia Republican Congressman Frank Wolf represents his state's 10th congressional district, has long been regarded as one of the leading human rights voices up on Capitol Hill. He'll be retiring at the end of this year. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.